Life is a rush. There is so much to do in all that it offers. Most days I don't even look at the mirror and the face reflecting back at me. Some days I stop and stare, a good deep hollow look, and fill it up with lots of love. I wake up early, going to sleep the last night, thinking of the coffee and a hot takeaway cup I'll have the next morning. I drive to work, listening to music on repeat, blind to the roads I'm on, awake to the thoughts in my head. I get to work and there is no stopping me. I am a beast who doesn't stop until she is captured a prey. I fill my afternoons with meaningful conversations with like-minded people. I have a second cup of coffee after lunch if life tastes too bland. The clock strikes 6 and I rush again. I've got to make it to my workout class because the trainer is adorable and I am motivated. So I run, I lift, I huff, I pant, I tell myself, just don't stop. And before you know it, it is time to feed the stomach and the soul. So I read and I read until I fall. I fall into sleep, and historically, I have no dreams, you see, except for the alarming ones, the ones I remember and never forget. And in all of this, in this rush of life, it takes me only 1 second to realize this one fact that no longer exists, that is a blessing, not in disguise, but in the subtle nuances of my life. So yes, for one inconsequential second, I realize that I have forgotten how to miss you.
I bleed. I bleed red, brown, and burgundy, each stain a reminder of my femininity, conditioned by a materialistic society, plastic packaged to penetrate my psyche. All this to make me feel shame and disgust as I insert a toxic tampon to hide my blood. I bleed. Like 55% of the world's population, I bleed monthly. Wetness between my thighs, 3 days, 4 days, sometimes 5. A reminder recalibrated to shame me, to degrade and pain me, to poison and pollute me, to silence me and hold me down. When nothing can be further from the truth. There was a time before cell phones and cities invaded our psyches, a time when women walked free. Upon the lands we gathered monthly, in red tents under a dark moon, and all at the same time, planned by forces divine, we bled into the earth together. So long ago this was, how can it be true? A history kept from me, a story hidden from you. Disconnected from each other, torn from the cycles of our mother, the earth and her wisdom packaged into a system. So we stuff a tampon up and we swallow a pill down, consumed by comparison, preoccupied by competition, seeking our power in external recognition. But there was a time. There was a time when the blood that flowed between our thighs was revered. Revered for its iron and potassium, its calcium and magnesium, when fields were plowed and crops were raised because they were watered by the woman's blood. A sacred blood baked into the bread, and then to the men it was fed, to cure sickness and disease, to heal conflict and bring peace. Our sacred blood, revered as it was meant to be. Sisters, too long it has been, carrying the shame of menstruation. A stain to hide, a cross to bear. Too long it has been that we medicate our systems to separate and control these cosmic rhythms intended to connect us with each other. Intended to connect us to our mother, to unlock our divine power. Too long it has been. I smell it in the air. And I feel it in my skin. The divine feminine calling us to awaken. A fire inside of us is fanned brighter each day with a power that ushers in a new way. Sisters, gather, come together, collect yourselves and hold each other. Our calling is to connect inside, to feel our animal skin is the only way we will survive. Come out from your hiding places and breathe into the night sky. Gather the moon's wisdom and see what strength resides. instead of praying for a goddess, look inside. Our blood connects us each to one another, unites us in flow with our divine mother. No more plastic and silence, no more disgust and pain. Now is the time to celebrate. Watch your blood and feel her flow. Connect with the wisdoms our ancestors show. Feel your power deep within. This is the only way for a new world to begin.
مسيتم بالخير مسيتم بالخير. انا عم سلم على احلامي بالعاده بنفضن من الغبره ولو مره كل فتره، بس ما استحمل قلب هالمره وطغى على لساني وفرض علي صوت من منبع يأسي، صوت من الاسى اللي ساكن كياني، صوت بحبر المكتوب المكبوت المكتوم، صوت واعلن عخساره احلامي. والتعازي حالي بتمر مع الوقت والتعاسه مرافقه هالكفه اللي معتق وشكل السهره صباحي. انا بلشت بزلعيمه اتشردق والسيجارة اتنان، واحدة بتمي واحدة بقلبي اللي بفضل يقعد لوحده بإيد ورقة نعوي عنوان الغربة، بإيد ورقة نعوي عنوان الغربة وحفنة تراب بالإيد التاني ونشيد الغربة حمل منديل معطرة بحرقة أم عم تدفن الحنين. وقرمت حي القديم صارت هي إكليل ورد، وقرمت حي القديم صارت هي إكليل ورد. من أبو طه الحزين للحلاق باسم، حمودة الدكانجي فول الحشحات مفرنزانة أيام اللولو، وصوت النجار من الساعة 5 الصبح بدين تمت الخنجر وعم ينخر وعم ينخر وعم ينخر، ومسجل مصدية على فيروزيات ورسائل مخبية بين حجار الدار للبنت اللي كنت نطرة بس كف الطريقة بلاي بلا ما أسردها هالموضوع ارجع العزاية. اليوم قررت استسلم مش لأنه مش بإيدي، طول عمره بتزقف ولو ما حات. مشكلتي مشكلة مع شعب عجز عن إدراكه للحياة. وقدش كان في ناس عالمفرق تنطر ناس بس ضاعت أساميها، هي عم بتفتش على سر الوجود. بس ما الكذبة مش خطية قولت ستنا فيروز، هي وعم تختم المراسم دفنت ذاكرتي بالأسود الداكن، ضل في منها ضحكة عآخر المفرق، طفيت المسجلة المطار قدامي والمحرك صار ساكن. شكرا. This one is called physics. It's basically an old one. I've always failed in physics. I've never understood how everything had a logical physical explanation. Well, until she walked in our class. Second year of high school crushes, they come and go, but no, she was still not in motion. A physics enthusiast with the most perfect converting eyes, where your only entire purpose and task is condensed into one simple task: making her laugh. You put Newton to shame because I could feel the gravity. First physics lesson I've actually learned was repulsion. I was always the guy you go to do your essays and English assignments. Still am, hit me up. She was the one that would explain dark matter like it was how to mac and cheese in 5 minutes. I was an MC back then. She was the embodiment of energy. Her name was Carol. It was like energy equals MC squared. Never purposely made her laugh, really. But opposites do attract. I didn't understand physics. She didn't get human emotion. I talked to her about Bukowski. She explained the hydrogen explosion. I told her how lovely she looked. She talked about the human erosion. I asked her to go out with me and she said yes. She said yes. And for the first time, I learned physics and she learned imagery. For the first time for her, it wasn't the spectral structure of harmonic syntax creating the effect. It was the Rolling Stones. I can get no satisfaction in the background. It wasn't a million molecules of earth beads between our feet all at once. It was the scrunching of our feet on the sand. It wasn't the amount of scattering, which is inversely proportional to the fourth power of the wavelength. It was the illusion of the sun at the sea, making it red at dawn. It wasn't the electrons repelling against each other to the point of no atomic contact. It was a hug, a kiss, an embrace that would put time to shame. Thinking about it now, gosh, I still hate physics. Thank you.